Rabbi, the shiur this week is being sponsored by Rehudalei Braun for Refuah Shleimah for Sarah Golda Bar Sivya and Moshe Yitzchak Ben Serel.
From what I understand, this program, the Matzoi Shabbos program at the Mendel Institute, usually runs like a Zman. And with the Seder of Zman, that is a Ben Hazmanim, and most yeshivas, Chanukah is off. But the Mendel was not Mavata. That, you know, even though this is run like a Zman. It's one of the one. See what I'm saying? He's not Mavata, so that's what we're all here. Baruch Hashem. And let me share with you a few different hours that I had, but again, the Yom Tov, the Bechibas HaRegel, at different points, and let's discuss them. The first point I want to discuss with you is actually the pizmon that you say that you sing when you light the neves, the mois tzur yishuasi. That this is the occasion that you might on all the geulas that Klaus have gone through. You start off with Mitzrayim, then you get on to the geula from Golas Bavel, then you get on to the Hatzolah from Haman's Gzeira. Then you get to the one that's relevant now, the Yevonim Nikbetzulai, the Hatzolah for Yevonim, and then you mispal to get out of the present goals that we're in. Now, everything here is historically Allah Seder, except for one little thing, that the Gula from Bavel is mentioned, that part, the Vir Kotche Aviani, is mentioned before the Yeshua from Haman HaGogi. And historically, the Yeshua from Haman HaGogi happened about a year or two before the Aliyah B'me'ezra, the Aliyah Shnia. No, I understand that. I'm just saying, you know, everything else is Allah saying. I'd like to know, is there any way to help this besides just the acrostic over there? So, in closely examining this Nusach of the Dvir Kotche Heviani V'gam Shumli Shakatati, the ending needs a little pshat. It says something like Kates Bovel, Zerubovel, Lekate Shivim Leishati. You start off with a Kates Bovel and you end up with a Kate Shivim. Is this the same Kates that has two names? There's a Kates Bovel and there's a Kate Shivim. And somehow Zerubovel gets his name sandwiched in between these two Kitsim. Zerubovel was a player in the Aliyah, but Nehemiah was a big player, Ezra was a big player. Like how does Zerubovel get his name? Besides the rhyme, in here, between Kate's Bubble and Kate Shivim. And Medatzich over here, that is a very, very clear shot to what you're saying over here and how well this Nusach is worded. And you have to go through a shtickle, the Gemara Megillah Yudalef, that the Gemara says that Baal Shetzer made a cheshbon when the 70 years are up. The 70 years that Yirmiyah said Lemlois Lebovel Shivim Shana Efkid Eschem, and he made a mistake, and he paid for that mistake with his life. He was killed that night because he took out the clear base Hamigdish because he was sure that Yirmiyah's Navu would not be in the sky anymore once it came that time in Klai Yisrael Aniga. So the Gemara says Baal Shetzer Choshev V'Tor, he made a mistake and he took out the clear base Hamigdish and he got killed for it. Achashverosh said, I'm going to make a cheshbon v'lo yeter. And the Gemara goes so far as to say that even Daniel thought Achashverosh's cheshbon was right. Daniel, this is a perek tes from Daniel, he said that he thought Achashverosh's cheshbon was right. And as he saw the gula didn't come, he realized there must be a third shot to what Yirmiyah meant when he said, L'mlois l'bov l'shiv yishon ha'efkei eschem. And the Gemara goes to what the three pshatim were, and it's not phenomenal. Baal Shetzer thought that Lemlois Lebovel Shivim Shana means 70 years from the establishment of the Malchus Bovel. So even though Bovel extended its reign on Klai Yisrael only in the second year after it was established, however, Baal Shetzer understood that the Nevuah of Yirmiyah of Lemlois Lebovel Shivim Shana means Lemlois Lebovel from the time they established their monarchy. So the first year when they were Kovish Ninveh, which is when they established themselves, he started the count of the 70 years, and it came 70 years, and there was no Gula. Klai Yisrael went on Nigal. So Baal Shetzer took out the clay based on Migdish, and it was Mishtamish Bahem, and that's the night he saw the handwriting on the wall, and he got killed, and Klai Yisrael then went over from Golas Bovel to Golas Modai. The Madai started, the Medians were the ones who killed Baal Shetza, who was from the Mishpacha of the Vuchnetzah, from Bovel. And that's why Klai Yisrael changed the Goliaths from Bovel to Paras and Madai, but the Geula, the Shiv Mishana, was not them. Says Achashverosh, Baal Shetza, Choshev V'Tor, he made the Cheshbon from the establishment of the Malchus Bavel. He says that's not the correct cheshbon. The correct cheshbon of the Malchus Bavel means from the time Bavel extended its reign on Klal Yisrael, which was incidentally in the second year of Bavel, that when Melech Bavel, when Nebuchadnezzar was Kovish Yehoyakim, and he made him into an eved of his, a puppet of his, that's the time that he's supposed to say the Malchus Bavel Shiv Mishana from that time. So Achashverosh then made his big party, and he took out the Klal Yisrael also, when he saw Klal Yisrael were not Nigal. And the Gemara states that Daniel, Av Daniel Tov Ba'acha Ba'ai Choshba. And the Gemara brings a pasuk in Sefer Daniel that sounds like Daniel realized that he must be wrong because the Gula didn't come, and he would be noisy by Svarim, and he came up with a different Cheshbon. And the other Cheshbon pushed off another 18 years. The other Cheshbon was L'mlois L'bov L'shim Shana, means from the time that they were Machav Yerushalayim, from the Chov Yerushalayim. And that was 18 years later, from the time he took Yoyakim till the Golus Tzidkio, which was, well, if he was Machav Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, that's when you first start counting the 70 years. However, the Gemara says that Achashverosh's Cheshbon was not entirely incorrect. There was a Pekida Ba'alma. There was some sort of Pekida at that time. Pekida. Klai Yisrael and Nifkat. What was the Pekida? Zog the Gemara, the Pekida was that Koresh announced that me, Bochem, me, Kol Amid, that wants to go to Yerushalayim could go. He declared that anybody who wants to go to Beis HaMikdash. At that time, Zerubbabel led a small group of Yidden up to Yerushalayim. And they didn't succeed in building the Beis HaMikdash, but there was some presence of a Jewish presence in Yerushalayim at that time, and that was the Pekida Ba'alma that Achashverosh's Cheshbon was not completely off. There was some remiss to it in the Lashon of the Lois Lebov, the Shimshon, Efkid Eschem, the lie, the Lashon of Pekida also. Pekida Ba'alma means some sort of Zikar. So you hear what's going on. There were three Cheshbonis, and all three were bearing some sort of fruit to Klal Yisrael. There was the Cheshbon of Baal Shetza, that he made it toys, Lagabi taking out the Kedim, but a bit of English, but he was right that the Malchus Bavel is going to be disintegrated to 70 years from its start. And that night he lost his life and Mother took over. So Klal Yisrael were at that time nitzel from Golas Bavel. Now they have another problem, they have another challenge of Golas Paras and Mother, but they were nitzel from Golas Bavel. So that was one Hatzol of Klal Yisrael. Then the Cheshbon of Achashverosh gave birth to another Hatzol of Klal Yisrael, which was the Pekida Ba'alma that Koresh let Klal Yisrael go up, and that's when Zerubbabel went and took a portion of Klal Yisrael. And then there was the Keit Shivim that started from the Chorv Yerushalayim, which is one year it was Taka talking about, that's when they were, everyone had a right to go up, and that's when they went and started building. So this is the Nusach over here saying Keit Bovel, Zerubbabel, Lekeit Shivim Neishati. There were three keits. The first one was a Keit Bovel. It was a case for the Malchus of Bovel that they could only stand and have a Kiyim for 70 years. And that was one level of Atzol of the Klal Yisrael, that they over the finish with being subjugated to Malchus Bovel at that point. The Malchus Bovel was disintegrated. Then goes Zerubbabel. That's the Pekida Ba'alma. That was the Cheshbon Achashverosh made in the Havmina that Daniel held. And then goes Lekeit Shivim Leishati. Lekeit Shivim was the one that Yirmiyahu was talking about, L'mlois L'bov L'shim Mishana, meaning from his time of Chovis Yerushalayim until then, that was the ultimate Gula. So now, Keit Bovel and Zerubbabel both were before the Ma'is of Haman. It's only the Lekeit Shivim Leishati which was there, so that's where this one gets in before. We're talking about three different Keits. That's the first point I wanted to share with you. Another point I wanted to share with you, somewhat a little bit related on this, is that there's something that you say at the end in the Chasoyif Zroya Kotchecha that needs to be explained. It says Ki Orkolano HaYeshua, it's taking so long for Yeshua to come, Ve'ein Keitz Nimeiroh, there's no end to the bad days. At that point, he misspelled the Chei Admin B'Tzel Tzam and Hokim Lano HaYeshua. Now, this Losh of Ve'ein Keitz Nimeiroh is inappropriate. It sounds like Yish, it sounds like Benoyish from the Gula. And it's a statement which is not even true. There is a case to Meirah. There is a case. I mean, you know, it sounds a person having so much sorrow that they say something which is not proper to say in case they may at all. This needs a little pshat. How do you express it? Here, while you're talking about your joy, you want to express the hope of Yeshua in the salvation, and now you just got a chizik that there's going to be Yeshua because you're going through the Zman of Asanisim Abisenu. This is not the time to say in case lemeiro. So I want to say pshat and what it means in case lemeiro. There's a very fundamental piece in Chiddushim Mamariz Alevi Al Rambam that he makes the point that there are two different types of kitzin. Sometimes the Chumash will give a keitz for the Shibud, and sometimes the Chumash will give a keitz for the Gula. Keitz for Shibud means that you've got to go through this Shibud. Let's say, V'avodavinu oisam arba me'eshana. That was a keitz for Shibud. Meaning, even if Klai Yisrael would have done Tshuva after 200 years, they would not get away with that. There would be a keitz of arba me'eshana v'avodavinu oisam that they had to go through a geiris. A goes of Abba Meishana. Whether you count it from like this Yitzhak or go, okay, Sheshiva makes it quicker. These are all just Eitzes, how to deal with that Kate. But there was a Kate. And there was a Kate for Tzal. There was not a Kate for Yeshua. Incidentally, the Kate for Yeshua in Mitzrayim was 430 years. Because the Pasuk says, when Moshe Ben Yisrael, 430 years, that's when they left Mitzrayim. So the Kate for the Gula and the Kate for the Tzara were actually two different Kates. They might have culminated at the same time, but there were two different concepts. Let's say in the Golas Bavel, Shevim Lois LaBavel Shiv Yishana, that was a case for Gula or a case for Shibud. The Rishkov doesn't discuss that one, but one thing I can tell you that it looks like they even had they done Tshuva after 50 years, they would not have gone back to Eretz Yisrael. It sounds like there was a case of Sarah also. It might also have been a case for Gula, but at that time they definitely have to be Nigel. That even if they didn't do Tshuva, they got to be Nigel. It might have been for both. But there are different concepts of Kate. Some Kitzin are exclusively for the Torah, some are exclusively for Yeshua, and some are for both. The Golas we're in now has a Kate. Yankee Fabina wanted to be Megal the Kate. That Kate is from the biggest secrets in the world. Nobody knows when that Kate is. But it's not a secret that that's a Kate for Gula. That's not a Kate for the Torah. If I was able to chuva today, Hayoim, in Bekoyo Dishmo, we would be nigga. That ketz means it can never go beyond that time. That's a ketz for gula. That's not a ketz for the Torah. And that way is different than the Golas Mitzrayim and the Golas Bavel. There was a ketz for the Torah also. That you couldn't just extricate yourself from the Golas by doing tshuva in the middle of that time. The tshuva in the middle of that time would have helped them. Whenever the ketz gula comes, then the gula would be b'shlemus. It wouldn't just be a Bayi Sheni, it might have been a Bayi Shlishi, it might have been even a better Gula, but there was a Kate for the Torah. So, I'd like to explain that this is what you're saying over here when you say, Ein Kate Limehera. You're saying that in the goals that we're in now, there's no Kate for Torah. Hayoim in Bekoyo Tishmo. Even today, if we would turn around and do the Ratz Abayre and Klaizu would be Shav, the Gula could come at any time. That's what you're saying. You're not saying, oh, there's no end in sight and we're lost. That's not what you're saying. You're making the point that Kolev Kate HaYeshua. That's how you start off. That there's a Kate for Yeshua. And there's no Kate LeMeirah. So let's go do it. Let's go establish it. Let's do what we could to bring the Yeshua because there's no Kate LeMeirah that we have to be stuck here, that we have to stay here. As soon as we're prepared, as soon as we're ready, that's when we can get out. And that's what you might do. Kolev Kate HaYeshua. The ain case in Meiro. Then this goal is there's only a case in Yeshua. There's no case in Meiro. That's a second point I wanted to share with you. Additional point that maybe also is a little fundamental here. Every yontif has a certain meter that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is knowing with clients. Every yontif expresses a certain hoga, kavu of a kaimi with a kosh bochum klai yisrael. Let's say, for example, the yontif of Pesach would be goal yisrael. This time, kosh bochum is goal yisrael. Goal yisrael. That is what Pesach is nikva for. The yontif of Shavuos is this time kosh bochum is balam etayol am yisrael. The yontif of Sukkot is yishoyim am yisrael ad. Tis HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect us with Hananim. The Yom Tov of Purim would be Yokeila Nifalonu Mikol Tzorei Seinu Yokeila Mashiach. That's the Anhoga that was in Zgala in that Yom Tov. What would be the Anhoga of the Chanukah? This is the question I'm coming to ask you. What would be, which one is it for this Yom Tov, the Yom Tov that we're going through now? Which is the one? And the answer to this one is that it's the Mavzel Ben Yisrael Amen. That's the Anhoga of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Meaning, there was a point in time that Klai Zohar were Mesiyavdim. There was a point in time that the Yevonim tried to tear down the Havdolah Ben Yisrael Amen and be Machlev the Ashiras of Klai Yisrael has with the Ashiras of what the Mesiyavdim have. And the Seder of Yeshua was basically to reestablish the Havdolah and the Afroshah Ben Yisrael Amen. And this is Nishkafkin Kimat every Nikud of the Yom Tov of the Mavakish Lashkichem Tehrasecho Ulaviro Mechuki Ratzenecho. And even when they made those pirtzes in the Srug, their point of making the pirtzes in the Srug was because that was the place where Akum was not allowed to go. So they didn't want to feel different than Bnei Yisrael. What do you mean that they're only up to here? A non-Jew can come and a Jew can go further. So they would make the pirtzes, they try to break that through. Certainly the Gzeiras and Chodesh, Shabbos and Mila, all things of distinction to Am Yisrael, certain things that express the elevation of Klal Yisrael over the Umas, these are things that they all tried to tear down. And this is essentially what the goal is, what the issue is. And it's a little bit expressed over here when you get to the Yevonim Nikmetzu, like that part of the song. So you get to Uparzu Chaimis Migdalai Vitimu Kol Hashman. Now, where's the main point? Where's the point of Lashkichem Teirosecho Ulaviram Echuki Yitzanecho? Does that make it to the page over here? Does that make it to the song? Here they're talking about the Pirtzin and the Chaimis, and they're talking about the Tumas Hashmana. What's with robbing Kleisel of what really makes them distinct? And that is the Torah. The Torah Shvapeh. I mean, they were working on that also. They were trying to be metagim to all other shaynis. That there's no, shouldn't be any yichud of Klai Yisrael. This is what they were working on. So, in truth, is it does get to this nusach. Because it says over here, U'partzu chaymis migdolai. Now, the patches over here means the pirtzes that they made in the sug. But however, there's a deep pshat to this, partzu chaymis migdolai. There's a passage in the end of Shir HaShirim that says, Ani chayma v'shodai kamigdolos. Which are these words, the Chaimis and the Migdala. Rashi explains over the Ani Chaimis, meaning that the only way Klai Yisrael could survive among the Mitzrayim is only if they have a Chaimis made out of the Chayshis that does not allow the Mitzrayim to pregnate, to be able to break through. So Klai Yisrael should not be Mispatach Arayim, and not Klai Yisrael should not be Mischatim with them, there shouldn't be any intermarriage. So Klai Yisrael is saying, Ani Chaimis, that we built this Chaimis on the Chayshis. V'shodai kamigdolos, migdolos hashitaychus is batek nisim, some of the midrashas, and he explains it over there because a migdol is where somebody gets up on the tower to see from a distance the oyevim are coming to protect. So I did batek nisim, some of the midrash. I did the Torah is megan on Klai Yisrael that the umasayim should not come and penetrate Klai Yisrael. So that's the chinuch of migdol. Ani chayim v'shodai kamigdolos. So, this is the point that the person is getting to over here. He's saying, "Uportzu chaymis migdolai," that the chayma that protects us from the infiltration of the influence of the umasayim, and the migdol that protects us that sees the enemy coming from a distance and alerts everybody. All this was torn down. Uportzu chaymis migdolai v'timu kol hashmana, and the Yeshua had to come from something which was loy noga b'yar akum, that they found one pach shemin that the akum were not able to touch, they were not able to reach. Loy noga b'yar akum. There's a beautiful word from the Rabbi Sharim that also brings this to light very much. The Lashna Gemara is, how long did the Chanukah neighbors have to light? So the Gemara says, so he touched homiletically, until it's called the Hegelim that we have Menashuk. All the Ashpois that we have from the Mitzrayim until it's Tichla, until that's gone, until that's disintegrated, that's how far the Negus Chanukah have to go. That the purpose of the Chanukah is that should be Tichla, Hegel, Menashuk, all the Ashpois that we have from the Mitzrayim. So I want to be Mahara one or two little points on this Indian. One point is that when Yankee Vina was chosen for the Pakim Tanam, so there is a medrash that says, the Mashal being such a medrash, nobody ever really found the medrash, but the Mashal says it's such a medrash, that Pach Shemin that the Kohen Gadol found 1,000 years later, those were the Pachim Talim that Yankee Vina was after when he was Chayza. When he was Chayza over the Amben, Vayyovik Ish Imoy. Yankee Vina was Chayza for that Pach Shemin. So I was wondering, what happened when Yankee Vina moved everything, he moved his whole family, moved all his Kalim, he left those Pachim Talim? How come they weren't in the box together with everything else? How were they forgotten? I mean, Rashi says he forgot. So I can't ask you how they forget it. Rashi says he forgot, but why wasn't it together with everything else? In the boxes. So the pshat is like this. The Yankee Vina had ran away from Lovan, and he knew Lovan was going to chase after him. But as soon as Lovan is aware that he, Vatanayi is benoisa, kishvui is chav, he's going to come after him. I don't know if he knew that it's Hoffman or that he knew that he's going to come after him. And the Torah says, Mishashta is called Kelai. Lovan touched all the Kelim of Yankee Vina. So Yankee Vina was afraid that there's not going to be anything in Klaius or Lenoga by Yarakim. How is the Yeshua ever going to come? Mishashta is called Kelai. So Yankee Vina then, before Lovan came, took a few Kelim and put them somewhere else. That there should be a Mokim of Lenoga by Yarakim. And that's what he forgot, and that's when he went to get back, but it was all that should be a certain Mokim and Klausel that the Umasadim cannot penetrate, they cannot get to, and that's where the whole Yeshua came from.
So you can Yeshua parts of Chomus lies Remez the Remez.
There were parts of
that
chayma
is
an ichayma, migdal. Yeah, okay, but that's not such a remez. That's where they, that's the chayma. It's playing on the pasuk of, if it would just be the chayma, they wouldn't say migdal. It would have said just a part of chayma. So it sounds like it's coming over in that pasuk of an ichayma v'shadak ha-migdalus, which is to protect from the mezaylon. This one is more of a remez. Yeah, this one is certainly more of a remez. I don't know offhand what it is, but any of these Svarim HaKhanaka, they're always busy with this medrash in some way, some form. But I want to take the Indian a little bit further. There might be a big hamok in this whole Indian of the Hevdel and Solomon in the whole Kfiyas HaYontif of Hanukkah. There's a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches, that lists the ancient holidays that the Umas Olam used to have. Because the Fnei Yideim, there's a set of the business with them, because you're contributing to Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah gives you a list, and the first one in the list is Yom Kalander, which certainly sounds like the word calendar, and that's what it looks like, is what the Yom was. And the Gemara there says a fascinating thing, that maybe with a little remez and maybe a little pshat, we'll try to figure out what was going on there. The Gemara says like this, that Adam HaRishon, after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, was thrown out of Gan Eden. So he leaves Gan Eden, and he starts to work in the fields. And he becomes aware that every day, the day is getting a little bit shorter. The sun is shining on the world less time, a little less time every day. Because it was Barash Hashanah that Adam was different, so that's when he was, the same day he was in Mechalkel. So he told me at the very beginning of the fall. So that's when the sun starts setting a little earlier and rising a little later. So state that Adam and Eve got very frightened. And he said, Zu hi gzeiras misa, that was nichtes olai. Because Baruch was gezer b'yayim ha'cholchem b'menu Moshe Thomas, this is what he meant. That little by little the sun is going to get shorter and shorter and shorter, and there's going to be absolutely no sun left at all in the world. And the sun is what's mechayed al b'riya with mozen, with tefuah and everything. And this is the way he's just going to obliterate me and man. This is the plan. And he made many tanesim, and it's just getting shorter and shorter the days. Till it got to a point that it didn't get any shorter. It got to the shortest. I think in 9 times the shortest is about, Shkia is about 429 or 430, which is right around the time of Hanukkah and this time. And at that point it stopped, and it stayed for a week or two that it didn't get any shorter. The amount of the sun. And then it started getting longer and longer until it got to the Tkufas Kamas, that it's 15 or 16 hours of the day that the sun is. But when it got to the lowest and he saw it, it didn't get any shorter, he then made a whole Siddur Seidah and he made a Yontif. And he was very happy and he started seeing that maybe that was Darkus Shalom, there wasn't really, that it was Nikkas of Misa. Shtating him over that he made a Yontif. He was Kaveh Yontif then. Yom Kalanda, which sounds like the word calendar, as sounds like it's connected to the Indian. And the Gemara says an interesting line: Hu kivin l'shem shemayim, v'heim kivnu l'avodah zarah. He was mechavim l'shem shemayim with that yontif. He meant something ruchnius, and that should be yontif of chidot Rabbi Yisrael to be matzal him in Amisa. And they went and made it l'avodah zarah. So this is a little fascinating thing. I mean, from what I understand, most historians are aware that even before this new religion, this was always holiday season. Because it was something that was instituted by Adam HaRishon, it was always the holiday season, times of festivities in this Tkufa of Yom Kalanda. Once that new religion came, so they would mitzarev their yonim to that religion. But this was an old institution of a time of festivities from the time of Adam HaRishon, and Gemara said he was mechal l'shem shemayim, and they told him about this all. So I want to be misbunny a little bit. Before the misbunny that I want to share with you, we have to know an important word that I once heard Mishem Rabbi Victor Miller. He asked an obvious question over here. He thought that this was Nichus of Misolov, and turned out it wasn't. Turned out that it was basically Minhag Yishalayim. So what's the moment to make a whole Yontif and a whole Siddur Seidah? The whole thing was a mistake. So Rabbi Victor used to be a guy for this Gemara, and that it's not the way. That let's say somebody has a scare and he has to go to a doctor and he's terrified that he has this chayli or that chayli, and then it turns out it's absolutely nothing. He also thought the person has to make chidor because it's not the pshat that the whole thing, he had no shayfas to the thing and the thing was just a mistake. The pachad of the thing itself, what he was yaitze, his yisurim idea, the mahumas mavas idea, the pachad of it. Never some people have to go through it. He was only going through the pachad, but he has a shaykhis to that union. If Ben HaShemayim, he had that pachad, and he used to bring a raya from this Gemara. Because the Gemara was saying that he had a pachad that he used to be a yontif. If the whole thing just happened and turned out to be a toys maker, what's the mogul for a yontif? That's an isolated point that he explains in this Gemara. So let's just think about what the plan is, what other Marishan held. It looks like that from the time of Adam HaRishon's Chet, that it was Nigzal of Misa. So there was a tremendous change in the whole existence of Adam HaRishon before the Chet, after Chet. Before the Chet, we're talking about somebody that was Chai V'Kayim Lo'olam, like Malach HaShoros. We're talking about somebody that was of such spiritual essence that the Malachim would certainly bosa and be Menasa V'Yayim, they looked at him as a deity. We're talking about somebody of a phenomenal spiritual existence and tremendous proportions. After the Chet, it's not only that he has Exeris Misa. After the Chet, he's Nesmai to being in Yechel of Kappa, of Miyatoi, of Mamayit, his whole existence. And he doesn't live forever is because he's not a Metzias Ruchni anymore. He doesn't have in him that the Shoma that's pumping Chayim into his goof, and his Shoma is Nitzchi, so maybe he's Nitzchi. He now has a regular chiyus tibis, like a cat. He lives now like with a whole different chiyus, not the original chiyus that he had. So now he's a chomri, much more closer in madrege to a chayin behem. That's essentially what he is, from pre-chet to post-chet. So this has always been an old argument between the Jewish outlook and the non-Jewish outlook, is now that man has devolved to being a chumri. What is his purpose now? The purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he said Na'aseh Adam has been thwarted. That's over. The man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create, once he sinned, he's not that anymore, and he's never going to return to that. This is the non-Jewish outlook. Now you're here, you have an existence, you may as well just enjoy life. There's not much purpose for your life now. You may as well just ichlu v'shtu hayoyim u'mochanomus chaperein and enjoy. But you're no longer of a real spiritual essence. That's not what your essence is anymore. The Jewish outlook is that the original plan was not really thwarted. The original plan is still alive. It's just going to take a long time for Klal Yisrael to get back to that. This is Mahalach, Hayidei Torah, Hayidei Mitzvah, Hayidei Na'aseh V'Nishma. In fact, when we said Na'aseh V'Nishma, we became Chayim V'Kayom L'Olam at that point. Then we did the Ego, we came back to that. But there's a whole long derech with the Moshiach Mashiach to get back to that original Madrega, the original plan, and that's not a plan that was bottled, and now it's plan B. The plan B is closely related to plan A, and that says that we still are mostly of a spiritual essence, although we are Dovik much more to Chaima, but we still could be Dovik in the Olam Elyon. And this is what gives birth to all the Avodah Zarah of the Yom Israel. The reason why they turn to Avodah Zarah, even though they believe in the Rabbi Yishim creating the world, is they look at it that we are not of spiritual essence and we cannot be connected to that. We are way too far from that. And not only we can't be connected, he's not interested. He rejected us. We are now just like Chayis and Behemoth. We're not one with his Metzius in any way. And we need something more tangible, like an Eitz or an Evan or even the sun and the moon, something that we can see and we can feel and see. We have no Shaykhs to being Dovok in the Mikdushas of Yisbarach. And Klal Yisrael looks at Noah, but it's always from the biggest Yisurim. And it's the biggest Tira to the Metzius of Klal Yisrael. We look at ourselves as we're Chelek HaShem Amoy. We're still part of that Metzius. It just, just not as mashpi in us as the way it was then, and we're looking to grow that Ashpah and ultimately come back to it. But it looks like this was when the Gemara says, Hu Kivin L'Shem Shemayim, means he was Mechavin for his Karvus to the Rabbi Hashem, that he saw this is not the Misa Shenikness or lie, meaning he saw that there's a way to extricate himself on some level from the Xeris Misa. There's a way, Ayidei being Mizdavik with Rabbi Hashem, that he could ultimately come back to the original Madrega of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. The Hayim Kibdu L'Avodah Zarah, they didn't accept that there's such a thing. They now are going to be Mechavin to Avodah Zarah and turn and say that we are not Shaykh anymore to the Olam Elyon, we need things that are tangible, and they move the Tabi to Zohar, and that's what the Sheirish of the head of the Solam is, and Klal Yisrael de Chanukah is reinstating the original Kavon L'Shem Shemayim that Adam HaRishon had, and saying that, with our Menorah, and with, with the Yichud of Am Yisrael being reinstated, and reinstalled, I did Yeshua with the from the Yavonim, that's when it's still intact. Our mission and our destiny and our light is still the Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam is still Kayim, and we're ultimately going to be able to return to that. And the Yontif that we're making now is Shtalim's Astu to the Hu Kivin L'Shem Shemayim that Adam HaRishon originally made.
That's why it's in the Zman of Kalanda.
That's another thing, so that it works in this man, especially now it's the soul, it always comes out that that's Shabbos, the Shabbos Chanukah is the shortest Shabbos of the year. I mean, Chuslah doesn't always work, but now it's all works that way. That is combined by Rav Shalom is that way, yeah. So that's right. Okay, let's make a brief kiss. Should we go back to it? You sure? You sure? Don't say that unless you're sure that it was masking.
That was
masking for that, they missed the goal. Okay. Actually, with you, one other insight I was working on a little bit today in Lakewood, it was a little stira, a minor stira. In the very beginning of the Chumash, it says, "Ha'olat ha'yisat toyu v'avoyu v'chayishach apnei sari." So, right there in the middle of the Shabbat, Darish is toyu is a malchus bom, voyu is a malchus parasimodai. V'choyshech zeh malchus yovan shech shichurin yischol b'zeirasei al p'nei sahoyim, that's the malchus of Eder. And in another place in the Bris Ben Absalom, and I was both spoke to Avraham Avinu, it says over there v'hine imach hasheichel gedolim nefelas omov. So Chazal again darshan the dalad malchus from that pasuk v'hine imach zeh malchus bo hasheichel, you heard that? Zeh malchus parasimodai Hashaykh Gedaila Gedaila Zem Malchus Yom. The fellas Allah is Malchus Ed. So it concerned me to state that in my separations, Parasimodai did not get to be Chayshik. They got to be Toyu Vavoyu. Voyu was Zem Malchus Parasimodai. Chayshik was Yom. And by the time you get to the Brisbane Absalom, Hashaykh is Parasimodai. So first, what's Choshech? What's Choshech Gedoyla? Like in Bereishis, it's Choshech. And secondly, do they have this element of Choshech? Does Parashat Mishpatim have it or they don't have it? The Ma'aseh Bereishis looks like they didn't have it. The Torah B'Bayu is saying that they have nothing, and Choshech is something. So what's happening with me? To try to figure out this Tira. And there could be something very fundamental over here. The Pshat is like this. There's Gemara B'Metzia that brings the Pasuk Toshes Choshech V'Yehi Laila. Toshes Choshech, the Pasuk tells them that HaKadosh was Geizer, that there should be Choshech in the world. So Zok the Gemara, Zeh Ho'ilim HaZeh HaDoim Lo Laila. Ho'ilim HaZeh B'Chlol Yuseh is Doim Lo Laila, and there's Gzeres Choshech, Toshes Choshech V'Yehi Laila. Zok the Mitzvah Shisharam, a famous piece in Shisharam, he says, "Habeit, how niflu what Chazal is saying over here that Olam Hazeh is Doim Lo Laila." He says, just like Bechoshech, that two Tu'usim a person can make. One Torah says he doesn't see at all. He can't see, so he can't perceive anything. And another Torah says that he can have an illusionary vision. He can see an Amud Shuhu Adam and Adam Shuhu Amud. He can have a mistaken vision. So the Kainu Olam Hazeh, the Cheshkes Olam Hazeh also gives birth to two different mistakes. There's one mistake that he doesn't even see what's Toiv and what's Ha. A person has a difficulty perceiving the right derech, what's true and what's not true. And then he says, worse than that is that he can have an illusionary vision. And he can see the Toiv Ki Iluhu Ra, and he can see the Ra Ki Iluhu Toiv. And that's Toiv's Gehul Min HaRishon. Does Zog the Mitzvah Shishon. That are two Tu'usim. Now it's another portion that the second Torah is of Amud Shawad and Adam Shamud, that only happens only if there's a little bit of light. I mean, if it's total, complete darkness, pitch black, then he can't see anything to start making a mistake of Amud Shawad and Adam Shamud. One other Yisrael we have to remind him is the Yisrael that our Achorim explained it in many places, that Choshech is not only a lack of aura, Choshech is a Briya. There's a Briya called Choshech. Now, if you just take away R, that also would make Choshech. That for sure would make Choshech. But Melvad, that is a Briya of Choshech. What's that Briya of Choshech? That Briya is, it's a certain koyach to fool you and to be mechas and cover up. It's a koyach pitu v'hasosa. Just like the Yitzhahar is a certain koyach around the Briya that could fool a person and trip him up. There's a certain koyach pitu that there is in Choshech. And when we talk about the Briya of Choshech, we're talking about a certain koyach hara and koyach pitui v'hasosa that can be mazed through the choshech. So memela the pshat is like this: when you're talking about all the umasayim, let's say paras and madai, the extent of choshech that they have shaykhs do is the choshech of head or there's just nothing enlightening about them. They're all pustulated. They're empty. They have nothing of really value to them. So that's the choshech of the head of Ar. The shaykh to that choshech. But the choshech, which is a briya of choshech, which can be machlif, am odim shu amud, and amud shu odim, that's only the Yavonah. They could be machlif, chokhmas Yavonahs, with chokhmas Atev. They have what to be machlif, and they have the Ora Chokhmah, which gives enough light to create this illusionary vision and to make that pitri v'asasa. That's the choshech that they're shaykh to. They're shaykh to the real being of choshech. When Toshis choshech v'ilayla zeh o'il ma'zeh adun l'layla, that the Mrs. Shisham said that two in the kundas, and the second one is chomam in the rishayna, and the second one is the hachlofa la'mod shu'adam. That's the one that they yashin, and that's the one that's the real of choshech. So maybe when you're reading in Ma'aseh Bereishis, all the time you say, choshech. Then you're talking about the Briya of Choshech. Then you're not just talking about the head of Or. So there only Yavin gets Choshech. The Pasuk Mordechai is just Toiv Ahoy. When the Pasuk in Bris Ma'am Sorum says, Vehine Eimu Choshech of Yidoy, the fellow of Choshech over there can mean the head of Or. Her head of Or shaft to the Pasuk Mordechai also. Choshech of Yidoy, meaning something worse than Choshech. The Toiv is Gavua Men of Rishayna. That's not the Yavonim. Over there, the Choshech Gedolah meaning what's worse than the Heder Har. What's worse than this that the Har is missing is that there's a Koyach Piti Vassos in the Choshech, and that Koyach is what they Yashin, the Yavonim had that ability, and they were able to make it blindingly attractive. Everything that they had, all the sculptures and all the architectures and sports and medicine and the art and drama and every all thing they had the ability to be machal of that over with Klal Yisrael. So they had what to be matar al odom shor mud and amud shor odom, and that's the chashek that the pasuk in Lech Lecha is referring to. And that's the chashek in the bria of chashek in the ikir bria that Rabbi Shmuel made. There was a certain koyach piti v'asasa. They got a hold of it, and that's what Klal Yisrael hechshichu. As Bnei Yisrael being saved the same, and that's what the Hatzolah that we're all celebrating right now is. It was Zeichet and Nisim and the Flois, and the Rosh should be Mashiach's become with all Nisim and the Flois, Yeshua's for the Klal for the Prat. So let me just make a brief kiss of what was discussed this evening. We started with the Kids Bubbles. What?
Need
something like that. This is my Mashiach. Ketzel Mechashiv. So Kate's Bubbles, the Bubble, Kate Shivim, the Shadi was the three different Geulas that Rashetta, there was Achshverish, and then there was one that he'll figure out. Then we went, Ain Kate's Lemeirod, there was a Kate's for Geula and a Kate's for Yeshua, for Torah. Then we started talking about the Ain Kalander and the whole Indian of the Hevda being Sol Adam and the Loinogabu Yarakum with the Rosh Lishirim, what we're trying to say with the Shash that's called Kela, and now we finish with this Nakuda. Of what's the different levels of Chayshik and what's the movement that Chayshik is going to achieve with any soul is going to say. Shukriya, Rabbi. We're going to enjoy the Shiva very much. Yeah.